Okay, let's review Erev and Daf Samech Aleph. In yesterday's Daf, Ravidi taught that if 2,000 amos from a person's Erev Tchum end in the middle of a city, the man's Tchum ends on that spot. If, however, the 2,000 amos ends past the city, so then we consider the entire city to be only 4 amos. While Ravidi considered this halacha to be Divrei Nevi'ah, something that has no logical explanation, Rava says, Travayu Tanini, the Mishnah later on today's Daf, makes this exact point. The Mishnah says that Anshe Yir Gadol Mahalchin is Kol Yir Katana. People in a big city can walk through an entire neighboring small city, but residents of a small city cannot walk through an entire neighboring large city, presumably because the 2,000 amos of the residents of the large city end past the small city, while the 2,000 amos of the residents of the small city ends in the middle of the large city. So it's exactly this point. Ravidi Anshi Anshi Tani. Ravidi's girsa in the Mishnah is that residents of each city can walk throughout the entire neighboring city. Umukum no benosein, and the meaning his girsa was that they're both allowed to, not that in the case of a small city near a big city that they're not allowed to. His girsa was that there was no line Ein Anshe Ir Katana. It was all Anshe. Umukim Labinosein, and the Mishnah speaks about a resident of one city leaving his Eruv in the neighboring city. It doesn't speak about measuring at all. In fact, both versions of the Mishnah are correct, the Gemara says. The version that doesn't allow Bnei Ir Katana to walk throughout the Ir Gedola is speaking about a case where the measurement of his Tchum ends in the middle of the city, and the version that allows it is speaking about a member of a small city who establishes residence in a large city by leaving his Erev there. So the Gemara asks, Velo, doesn't the Mishnah speak about measuring from an Erev where the 2,000 amos end in the middle of a cave, and the same should be true of an Erev that ends in the middle of a city? So the Gemara answers that it is true that the case of the 2,000 amos measurement ending in the middle of the town is mentioned in the Mishnah, but Sophie, Eretz Trichale, we still need, it's what still goes unmentioned is when the measurement ends past the city, and that was Ravidi's critique. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rami Baraba, Amar Rav Hun. Rav Yosef said that if a city has a deep stream on one side of it, im yesh lefana daka arba'a, if there is a 4-amah wall around the town to prevent people from falling into the water, we measure the tchum from the edge of the water. If there's no wall, we measure from the door of each person's house, because a town where people live so unsafely is not considered a unified city. They're just a collection of yoshvei tzrifin, like people who live in temporary shacks. The reason that the wall has to be 4 amos high and not just for Tfachim is that Be'isa Tashmishta, it's a very scary area, so a taller wall is needed. The Gemara presents 4 interpretations of a psak of Rebbe, the first of which Rav Yosef believes to support his own psak. Hita Rebbe Shiyu B'nei Geder Yordan L'Chamson Ve'in B'nei Chamson Yordan L'Geder. Rebbe allowed people from Geder to go down to the town of Chamson, but he wouldn't allow the people of Chamson to go up to the town of Geder. So Rav Yosef explains that the people of Geder must have built a fence to prevent people from falling, which allows them to measure their tchum from the edge of their town, while the people from Chamson did not build a wall around it and had to measure their tchum from each house. Rav Dimi explained that the people of Geder would get drunk on Shabbos, and if visitors from Chamson came, the hosts would terrorize them. When people of Geder would visit Chamson, they would behave themselves, since Kalba Belomase Shav Shnin Lo Novach, even a dog away from its home won't bark for 7 years. So Rebbe's psak had nothing to do with tchum, but with keeping the peace between the two towns, according to the second explanation. Third explanation, Rav Safra, maybe Rav Dimi Bar Chinna, according to some, explained that Chamson was shaped like a bow, and the tchum of Chamson ended just into Geder, whereas Geder's tchum went all the way through Chamson. And then the fourth explanation, Rav Dimi Bar Chinna, or maybe Rav Safra, explained that Geder was a large town and Chamson was a small town, so the entire Chamson was within Geder's tchum, but Geder was not entirely in Chamson's tchum. Zok the Mishnah, Anshe Ir Gedol Malchin is called Ir Katana Ve'ena Ve'Anshe Ir Katana. This girsa that we have in our Gemara is, like we said, is Anshe Anshe. There's no Ein. Ve'Anshe Ir Katana Malchin is called Ir Gedol. Whether large or small, if members of one town place an Erev in another town, the Chum hold that they take on the Tchum of that second town. But Rabbi Akiva holds that they only get 2,000 amos from the spot of their Erev, they do not take on the Tchum of the entire town. While all would agree that a person only gets 2,000 amos from an Erev in a cave, that's only where there's nobody who lives in the cave. But in a city, you get the 2,000 amos beyond the city. Shavas Bir Chareva, if a person began a Shabbos in an empty town, Rabbi Domer Shmuel holds he can measure his Tchum from the edge of town, but if he only placed an Erev in the desolate town, and he doesn't live there, just put an Erev down there, he can only measure from the Erev. Rav Lazar disagrees and holds that Echad Shavas Ve'Echad Iniach, whether he started Shabbos there or whether he put an Erev there, he can measure his Tchum from the edge of town. So the Gemara asks on Rav Lazar that in our Mishnah, even the Rabbanan admitted that if an Erev is placed in an empty cave, that we can only measure the Tchum from the Erev and not from the edge of the cave. Why would an empty town be any different? So the Gemara answers that the cave in question is Einu Ru'uy Ladira, it's not really enclosed by Mechitzos. So the Gemara asks a a second question, Rabbi Elazar, from a Braisa that seems to assume, like the Rabbanan against Rabbi Kiva, and says that a person takes on the tchum of a city or a cave that he started Shabbos in. The implication is that it's a desolate place, and he only can be mahalich kula v'chutzula, walk throughout the entire area, an additional 2,000 amos past the area, if he actually started Shabbos there, but not if he only left an Eruv there. So it's another Kashan or Blazer. So the Gemara answers that the Braisa may have been talking about a populated area, and assuming, like Rabbi Akiva, that a person normally only gets 2,000 amos from his Eruv. But if he actually starts Shabbos in the town, then he can get 2,000 amos from the edge of the town. The parak concludes by telling the story of Bar Yehuda, instructing people of Mavrachta to put their Eruv as deep into a building in a neighboring city as possible, since they only get to walk 2,000 amos from the actual Eruv. Rava strongly criticized the fact that Mar Yehuda seemed to follow the opinion of Rabbi Akiva and said, Be'eruvin less techosh lahad Rabbi Akiva. Since we were always leaning by Eruvin, nobody's concerned with Rabbi Akiva's psak. Hadron Allah, Ketzan Maravin.